This past week on our WGN-TV morning news, we talked live with three-time Oscar winner Steven Spielberg. His new movie, The BFG, came out this week. I'll give you my review on it coming up in a couple of minutes. But we had Larry Potash and Robin Baumgarten and I had a fantastic conversation with one of the greatest filmmakers of all time.
Bone cruncher. Child chewer. Meat dripper. Gizzard gulper. Butcher boy.
Please don't eat me.
You think because I'm a giant that I'm a man-gobbling cannibal.
He is a three-time Oscar winner whose films are among the greatest and most influential in the history of the medium. From thrillers like Jaws to adventures like E.T. and Indiana Jones, the moving Saving Private Ryan, and of course Schindler's List, Steven Spielberg's latest, the special effects wonderland, the BFG. And he joins us this morning from Los Angeles. Good morning, Steven. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing, Dean?
Doing really well. So start off by explaining what is BFG, because we've had many speculations here this morning, most of which we cannot say on the air.
I know. We've done the same exercise, but BFG is an endearment. Basically, it means big, friendly, friendly giant.
Larry.
Yeah, you've wanted to do this for a long time. Why?
Well, I read the book by Roald Dahl to my children when they were growing up, and they just loved it, and I loved playing the BFG, pretending to be the BFG, using all of Roald Dahl's funny language to get my kids to laugh, and it was a part of our family life, part of my children's growing up. Mm. And when I read Melissa Matheson's script, she also wrote E.T. for me, when I read her adaptation of the book, I just fell in love with it.
Now, you've been working on this project, I read, for something like 20 years because of the story, because of the sweetness of it all. But this is, I mean, the special effects in this are amazing. Even you must be amazed at what you're able to do. What's in the Steven Spielberg toolbox now these days for making a film like this?
Well, it's fortunately, it's sharewares. We all get to dip into the same toolbox. It's just that every once in a while, there's a new high bar reached in terms of technology. And the New Zealand, Peter Jackson's company, Weta, in New Zealand, has reached a real apogee in performance capture, artistry. And they were able to take Mark Rylance, the great stage actor Mark Rylance's amazing performance as BFG, and they're able to capture it and translate it to a digital 25-foot-tall animated giant and make it look absolutely photorealistic and at the same time capture Mark's soul, his heart. Everything he put into that performance is inside the character of BFG, and that was a new high watermark in my entire experience of special effects production.
Yeah, Mark Rylance, amazing, who we just saw in the Tom Hanks spy film that came out this past season.
Yes.
Got to ask you about a couple of projects. One I know you're working on, Indiana Jones 5. What's the latest on that right now?
Well, the latest on that is we're working on the script right now, but I have a number of years to wait, and so do you. I've got a couple of things ahead of that that I'm going to do first, so that won't be coming out in theaters until, 2019.
Oh, we have plenty of time on that one. I also just wanted to ask, I've heard that you're going to remake West Side Story. Is that true?
Well, I'm working on an adaptation. It's not a remake. I'm not remaking the great Robert Wise film. This is an adaptation from the original Broadway musical.
Excellent. And, you know, I have to tell you, my daughter just recently discovered Jaws. She's watching it on a loop nonstop. But I had read that was one of the most unhappy times of your life, you say.
Well, you know, it was only in that I was supposed to be the captain of that ship, and the ship kept sinking from under me. And rather than go down with my ship, I kept bobbing up to the surface, and then we'd try again, and it'd sink again. It was the hardest, even to this day, all those years later, 41 years later, it's the most difficult production I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Because we had the hubris of shooting the entire movie in the Atlantic Ocean, which was insane by any standards.
Huh. And still scary, even with
still
all the
scary.
Computer-generated stuff they have today.
Still works. So just one of the many classics from Steven Spielberg. The BFG is going to open Friday, July the 1st. Can't wait to talk more about that. Steven, thank you so much for joining us. Always good to see you.
The great Steven Spielberg joining us this past week on the WGN-TV Morning News. His new movie, BFG. I wish I had liked the movie better. I gave it a Dean's List C+. Which is okay. It's above average. But I didn't think that it had the heart and the whimsy that a lot of Steven Spielberg movies of that genre have had in the past. Visually, it's very interesting. This motion capture, technologically speaking, how he transforms everything. Very, very interesting to watch. I just didn't think the movie was very engaging. New at the movies this week, we have the new Purge movie, Purge Election Night, which I don't know why I like this franchise so much, why I find this so amusing and exciting. It's the movie about the one night of the year where murder is legal, and it's kind of set around two presidential candidates. One is a woman. One is not a woman. So the irony with our actual election is more than apparent in this whole thing. I kind of liked it. I gave it a Dean's List B. For new movies this weekend, you've got a couple of choices there.